This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An initiative that would decriminalize most plant-based psychedelics won't be on Colorado's ballot this fall, CPR's Max Lubers reports.
Proponents say that their all-volunteer effort made it difficult to get the number of signatures required by the state to get on this November's ballot. But organizer Melanie Rose Rogers says their work isn't over.
We do need to stand up for what's right for our beliefs, because if not, we're going to have the same thing happen. A small group of people with lots of money making all the decisions for everyone else.
In the meantime, they're focusing on stopping a measure already on the ballot, the Natural Medicine Health Act. That would legalize psilocybin found in psychoactive mushrooms. But these organizers say that act isn't community-oriented and has taken too much out-of-state money. From CPR News, I'm Max Lubers.
A federal judge has ruled that the Poudre School District did provide appropriate education to a special needs student. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The judge called multiple claims from the parents of a special needs child untrue. The parents alleged the district failed to provide their son the level of educational services required under federal law. They alleged the school improperly reduced his therapy, causing a decline in his skills. The school district argued the boy's behaviors never impeded his access to learning. The judge ruled the boy's individualized education plan, a requirement of federal law, was developed and followed to reasonably ensure his progress. The boy has autism, Down syndrome, vision and hearing loss, and impulse disorder. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An El Paso County Sheriff's deputy was killed Sunday while responding to a shooting southeast of Colorado Springs. The Gazette reports Andrew Peary was among several officers who faced gunfire when they arrived on the scene. KKTV reports a search was on for the suspect, but he was later found dead. An effort to put an abortion ban on Colorado's ballot this fall did not collect enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. Organizers of that effort did not have support even from other abortion opponents in the state. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.